listening to the She Means Profit podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA, financial strategist for CEOs, and a Forbes.com contributor. She Means Profit is a podcast dedicated to helping small business owners just like you become a master at your finances without confusion so that you can increase your profit and net worth. With over 20 years of experience working with business owners, I'm sharing with you real and actionable advice that will give you the tools to take your financial power back. Let's make some major money moves together. Welcome back. So I am back so much earlier than I said I would be, but I am super happy to be here. So welcome to the newly branded podcast, She Means Profit. So I love this name. I find it's a really strong name and it just really resonates with me. So why did I rebrand, you ask? Well, as my business grows and evolves, I try new things and some things work and some things just don't feel right. So something wasn't feeling right with the business society. So I stepped away from that and I took a small break. Well, I thought I was going to take a longer break because I truly meant to be coming back in September or October. But what happened was the moment I granted myself the permission just to take a break, that's when things started happening and it all started falling into place. So I thought it would be a longer break, but it's funny how things work out. You know, has that ever happened to you? I'm sure I'm not the only one. So I love the new title, She Means Profit, because I feel that it's a strong title, strong like I am, yet still feminine. And I feel it really encompasses what my mission is, and that is to talk to business owners about optimizing the profit in your business. So profit is not a bad word, and we need to step in and claim that profit in our business. And I find there's so many coaches out there who are talking about everything but managing the money in your business and creating that profit in your business. So I feel the title is clear. I love it. I hope you love it too. So anyways, it feels good to be back. I love podcasting and I love bringing you business finance tips for you to use to optimize the profit in your business. I also like to bring on other guests on the show who are business owners, regardless of what size of platform they are or what stage they are in their business. I believe there's something we can learn from everyone. So bringing these business owners to talk about what they offer to the world and how they run their business, I feel is valuable information to you as well. So I will keep bringing on guests, and there is nothing in your business that doesn't impact your bottom line, which is your profit line. So whether that's directly or indirectly, everything in business affects your profit line. So that's why we talk about everything in business on this show. And today we're talking about creating that financial freedom in your business without having to increase sales. So if you are at the point in your business where you feel that you're comfortable with the sales levels, there's always room to increase profit. And if you're growing your business and scaling, you want to make sure that you are keeping your profit margins tight while you're growing or increasing your profit margins. Because what your profit margins are telling you is how hard you need to make sales in order to create that profit. So sales are definitely important in a business, but an increase in sales will not always translate to an increase in profit for the business owner. So I have seen this and I understand how it works. So this is why I caution you when you grow your business to make sure that you are doing it profitably, because it can go the other way very quickly. So being on top of your numbers is really smart in growing your business or maintaining your profits or both. So you need a solid financial foundation for your business before you start increasing your sales. It's common for business owners to think that more sales is always a good thing, but it's smarter to have a handle on what's going on inside your business before you start expanding and experiencing rapid growth. Because depending on the industry that you're in, let's say you're a product-based business where you need to outlay a lot of cash up front before you ever receive the money on the back end of the sale, this can cause a cash management issue and ultimately shut down your business. So we don't want that to happen. So cash is queen in a business, and good cash management is truly a non-negotiable for any business owner, especially a product-based business owner. And to get your cash management system in order, you need to focus on creating a solid financial foundation, because this is how it all works together. So the most important layer of your financial foundation is to ensure that you have good bookkeeping. Bookkeeping is the financial data, and all financial reports are run off that information. So if your bookkeeping is wrong, then your financial reports will be wrong. So as the smart business owner that you are, you're basing your decisions off the financial reports that you are looking at regularly. So you want to feel confident when you're using your financial reports. So always invest in a good bookkeeper who understands how to enter the data. So the data is either invoicing, entering expenses, both, doing the bank reconciliations and the credit card reconciliations, and ensuring, you know, that expenses are classified correctly. Same with revenue. So as the CEO of your business, the most senior person in your business, you have a responsibility to know your business numbers. So you don't need to go into the weeds and know every detail about the accounting process in your business, but you definitely need a high-level understanding of the overall financial position of your business and how your business generates profit. When you understand your business numbers, you make profitable decisions in your business every day. I mean, think about how many decisions you're making for your business on a daily basis. And, you know, as the business owner, the CEO of your business, all these decisions rest on your shoulders. So make sure that you understand your decisions that you're making and how they're going to affect your profit. Because profit is the reason why you're in business. You need to generate that profit, especially if you want to grow your business, because you're going to reinvest that profit into fueling the growth of your business. So to get that high level understanding for your business, you need to do the following. So I'm laying out four major tips. Ultimately, you're looking under the hood of your business, right? You're looking at your financials. And these are the tips that I want you to adopt as a CEO of your business so that you understand the financial health of your business. So the first tip is to read and understand your financial statements. So the financial statements that you are going to generate in your business and use the most, well, the most commonly used financial statement is the income statement. That's also known as the profit and loss report. And then the other statement I want you to look at closely is the balance sheet. There is the statement of cash flow, but we're not going to use that as commonly, and we are going to look at a cash management system, which is a little different. So when you read and understand what's going on in your profit and loss statement, essentially, you're understanding what makes your business profitable, because the income statement or the profit and loss statement is telling you how much revenue that you're bringing in for a certain period, less the expenses, and what's left over is your profit, if it's positive, and if it's negative, that's what you've lost during that time period. So you definitely want to be generating profit, and reading and understanding that financial statement means that you're understanding what you're selling, the volume of your sales, the price that you're selling it at, plus all the expenses that you have to incur to create that revenue, right? So if you're monitoring your expenses, you have a really good idea of what you need to spend to generate that revenue coming in. So it also helps you identify money leaks before they become big problems. So when your books are current, you can see where you're spending money, and you can see where you're spending more on a service than you intended to. So marketing is typically a large expense, and payroll. So keeping current records allows you to monitor the dollars you've spent there and helps you manage your budget accordingly. Running regular reports allows you to determine earlier on when you are spending too much money on certain expenses in your business. So if you find your marketing budget is pretty high and you're not getting a return on those marketing dollars that you're investing, by monitoring that report, that's the feedback you're getting. And you can understand that if you cut your marketing spending, chances are it's not going to affect the sales coming in if you're monitoring your numbers well. And ultimately, you're saving money, right? So that increases profit. Whenever you save money, you're increasing profit. If you increase revenue, increase sales, you're increasing, hopefully, profit. if your profit is being managed correctly. And then understanding your balance sheet is very important, because the balance sheet tells you ultimately what your business could be worth should you decide to close up your business and sell off your assets and pay off all the money that you owe. What you would have left over is called equity. So if it's positive, that's money you get to keep from selling off all your assets. And if it's negative, unfortunately, it means you still owe money after you sell off all your assets. So you always want to be sure that your business is creating positive equity. Okay, the second tip I'm going to give you is create a business financial plan. This is my favorite one because this really helps you monitor what's going on in your business. And your business financial plan is based off your profit and loss statement. It helps you to know your profit margins and adjust accordingly as things are changing, because things in business can change continuously. So you know what profit margins you want to keep in your company. And when you set up your books to account for each line of service or product you offer, when your profit margins are falling short, you can correct them immediately because you're getting that feedback. If a supplier increases the price of a product you need from them, you will see immediately how that will impact your bottom line. So when you adjust the cost structure of the product you sell, you can easily make adjustments and scenarios to see how these changes will affect the overall margins and profitability for the products and your business. So creating that financial plan helps you forecast out these things that possibly can change. Ultimately, a financial plan is creating a 12-month operating forecast. So you are planning where your business is now to where you want to take your business. So the third tip I'm going to give you is that when you monitor your progress against that business plan that you created, that is where the real gold is. Okay, so you are going to see what you actually did for a certain month versus what you had planned for that month. And you're going to look at the variances. So if the variances are positive, like if you've made more money than you had expected to, then that's a good thing. And you'll want to know what's going on in your business so you can capitalize on that positive result. Now, conversely, if you have lost money that month that you're comparing, or you fell short of your goals, then you can do the analysis to understand what happened. So you use that data to correct any issues earlier on so that you're not creating long money leaks in your business. So by monitoring your progress each and every month, it allows you to keep on top of your finances and to plug any money leaks and adjust your results to better meet your goals. And then the final tip is the cash management tip. So cash flow is one of the most important areas that keeps you in business. If you can't pay your bills, you will not stay in business for long. So if you're short on cash, that will likely stress you out and keep you up at night. So there's a statistic that I commonly put out there. According to a U.S. bank study, 82% of businesses fail by poor cash management. When your books are set up with a good system, understanding your cash flow position is as quick as clicking a button to run your report. So most accounting softwares have cash flow reports available that are built into the system. So this is a really handy feature. You'll know what bills you have coming up and if you have enough cash to pay them or not. So basically what your cash management system does is it allows for timing, right? So you can see what bills are coming in and if you have the money to pay them. So you get an idea of which accounts are due. Like if you have customers that aren't paying at point of sale, and let's say that you give them 15 days or 30 days to pay their bill, you'll see whose bills are coming due versus, like, that's when you expect the cash coming in versus what you expect to be outlaying, and, you know, just making sure the timing differences are taken care of. And if you have timing differences and you're short on cash, when you have a good cash management system, it ensures that you have a plan B to make sure that you can cover all your financial obligations. So this allows for proper planning, and if a potential problem arises, you can be aware of this problem before it stresses you out. And this allows you to be proactive. So I've given you these four tips, and these are really essential to making sure that you're tightening up what's going on inside your business so that you can increase profits without having to bring in more sales. So when you look at what's going on in your business, you can tighten up these procedures, make things more efficient, streamline efficiency, saves money. Getting all this tightened up in your business will allow you to increase profit. And that's when you're at the place where you're ready to grow your business, right? So then as you grow your business, you are monitoring your progress and ensuring that your profit margins stay tight while you're growing your business. So this is important. But above all, one thing I did not touch on is clear your head of any money mindset issues that could possibly be holding you back in business. So we often hear as entrepreneurs that we need to consider our mindset. Now, money mindset is no different, and everybody has a money story. So we will be touching further on money mindset issues, but if you feel and you're aware already that you've got some money mindset issues that may be holding back in your business, and I'll give you some examples of money mindset issues. We've all heard of scarcity versus abundance. So if you're living in scarcity for money, you would be thinking, there's never enough money. I'm always going to be in debt. I will never get ahead. I don't know how to manage my money, so I'm just not going to. I'm no good at math. I don't like sales. I don't know if I can charge what I'm worth. If I raise my prices, I will lose all my clients. You know, the money mindset goes on and on and on. Everybody has a unique story. So ensuring that you're dealing with those money mindsets, it will not hold you back in your business. And the goal of me sharing all this information with you is for you to be the best business owner that you can possibly be while you are optimizing the profit in your business. Because profit is what you get to keep at the end of the day. It's what's left over for you before you pay taxes. So after tax profit is really what you get to take home. And it helps you increase your net worth, your personal net worth, right? So building wealth through your business is done so by creating profit in your business. So stay tuned for more great episodes around profit, and grab your five-step roadmap to biz finance freedom to get started on building your financial foundation in your business today. So I will leave the link to that freebie where you can go download that guide and start implementing these steps that I just talked to you about today. Thank you for joining us on the She Means Profit podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, I ask you to hit subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave a review. You can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Melissa Houston CPA, and join us in our She Means Profit Facebook group.